WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. The National Weather Service confirming we saw something unprecedented in our region yesterday. 5 tornadoes.
There were 3 F1s, Monrovia, Dickerson in Montgomery County, and also in Carroll County, including towns of Westminster and Manchester.
Meteorologist Brian LaSorsa says there were also 2 EF0s, one in Boyds near Germantown, Montgomery County, and another in Leesburg, Virginia. He says it's very unusual to see tornadoes this time of year. Before this, there were only 4 tornadoes ever reported in the state of Maryland in February since 1950, according to the Weather Service. We're not the only place seeing highly unusual weather yesterday. An Argentine research station in Antarctica measured a high temperature of 65 degrees. Argentina's National Meteorological Service says this is the warmest temperature ever recorded in Antarctica. The temperature still needs to be confirmed by the World Meteorological Association. Senator Bernie Sanders was an early target in last night's Democratic presidential debate in New Hampshire.
One of the areas Senator Sanders was hit hard in was his Medicare for All plan. The sharpest words came from Joe Biden.
Imagine you're going to unite the country, walking into the Congress, say, I got this bill. It's going to provide Medicare for everybody. I can't tell you how much it's going to cost.
Pete Buttigieg brushed off criticism that his experience running a city of just 100,000 people doesn't mean he's prepared to be in the White House.
The American people from outside of Washington, we feel a sense of exhaustion watching the division and the dysfunction there.
Buttigieg claimed they want something new, and he's the candidate who's best suited to unite Americans. Steve Kastenbaum at St. Anselm College in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Fewer Iowans than expected turned out for the Democratic caucuses Monday, about 176,000. That's 62,000 less than the party's high water mark of 2008. President Donald Trump's building on his Opportunity Zone program, which offers tax breaks to developers who invest in low-income areas known as Opportunity Zones.
Today we're launching a brand new nationwide campaign to revitalize underserved cities and towns all across America. It's called Opportunity Now.
Montgomery County has 14 opportunity zones. County Councilmember Will Jawando.
These things tend to benefit people who are already investing and that are going to get a tax break on top of the tax break they already got through the Trump tax cut plan.
He says the county hasn't yet seen the kind of investment in opportunity zones that will bring people out of poverty. In sports, the Wizards beat the Mavericks 119-118. It's a big day today for D.C. sports fans.
The D.C. Defenders of the XFL taking part in their first ever game at Audi Field against the Seattle Dragons. This is team president Eric Moses.
We are now officially the District of Champions, and we're hoping to add to that as quickly as we can.
League president and COO Jeffrey Pollock.
Everything that we're doing is about bringing a fresh spirit, a new set of eyes, and a slightly different beat to how we bring to fans not just teams, but a league and an entire sports experience.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Kickoff today is at 2 p.m. Up next, traffic and weather.
It's everything you need to know Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear The Chris McKay Show. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. Dr. Tom Rosell Live at 11. Purity Products at 2. Mortgage Radio at 3. Real Estate Today at 7. And at 9 p.m., Purity Products returns. It's everything you need to know on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Are you an aging man who could use a boost in testosterone? Men listening to this station are invited to call now and get a free 30-day supply of Ageless Male Max, the total testosterone-boosting wonder pill. No strings attached, no memberships, and no auto shipments. Just pay shipping and handling. Hurry for this exclusive radio offer. Just call 1-800-467-0942. Men take Ageless Male Max to gain strength and muscle and reduce body fat percentage more than exercise alone. Plus, you get a rapid boost in nitric oxide production, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Ageless Male is the number one brand in male enhancement at Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free offer, you must call now. 1-800-467-0942. Your no-strings-attached free 30-day supply is yours right now. 1-800-467-0942. 1-800-467-0942.
It's 705 WMAL traffic. Here's Gavin Montgomery in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In the district, we go to Broad Branch Road in Northwest D.C., northbound and southbound directions between 27th Street and Nebraska Avenue. You'll find that roadway is closed due to a downed tree. Ingraham Street in Northwest, eastbound and westbound directions between 14th Street and 13th Street. We've got that roadway closed for water main repairs. And in McLean, Virginia, on the inner loop of the Beltway, after the Dulles Toll Road and before the 495 Express Lanes, we've got an accident that's been reported and that shoulder's blocked. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, a high near 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 32. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Right now, 33 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, guess who's joined the EMP 180 family here at WMAL? Mary Walter here. And when EMP 180 approached me about trying their program, I was a little surprised. I know from Larry O'Connor that it's a fantastic program, but I don't need to lose a lot of weight. So I went to talk to the coaches at EMP 180, and I learned that the program isn't just for people that want to lose a significant amount of weight. It's a great program for people who just want to trim down, or maybe you just want to learn to make healthier food choices, or maybe you want to lose fat and gain muscle. That's what I'm doing. Your EMP 180 coach will customize a program just for you. Your specific needs will be explained, and they'll walk you through your customized plan. Your EMP 180 coach will be in touch with you and will be available to answer any questions you have. If you're going out to dinner, just send your coach the menu, and they'll help you make the right meal choice. And EMP 180 is now a proud partner of the Washington Capitals. The first step to a healthier you is to call 855-888-0180 or visit EMP180.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is back from Iowa on the way to New Hampshire. John is the chief political columnist and White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and it's nice to have a stop over here and talk to you, Rick. There's a lot to talk about.
Let's hit some of the highlights of the week. First off, the acquittal of the president. What stands out to you about the final vote in the Senate?
Well, the final vote was along party lines almost, but Mitt Romney, senator from Utah, earned himself a place in the history books by being the first person of a president's party to ever vote for his removal from office. He said that what the president did in regards to his dealings with Ukraine did rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanor, that he was wrong, and that he felt comfortable in voting to remove him from office. Now, of course, the president's defenders point out that Mitt Romney lost a race. They say he blew it, and that he well could have been sitting in the same Oval Office as Donald Trump. He isn't, and he can't believe who is. I don't know where the truth lies, perhaps somewhere in between. But those who are predicting the demise of Mitt Romney, I would just point out a few little factoids. Number one, he's a figure in history, the first member of the Mormon Church ever to be nominated by a major party for Congress. Second, he is the heir to a name that's revered in the Mormon history, his father being the president of General Motors and governor of Michigan, and a very charismatic figure himself. And finally, he's not up for election until 4 years from now, when he'll be nearly 80 and may not run at all. The bottom line is that after this vote, we're going to have Mitt Romney to kick around for a while.
We heard and saw the immediate fallout for Mitt Romney, fallout on Friday for Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who has been reassigned from the National Security Council to the Department of the Army. Gordon Sondland, who has been serving as the United States Ambassador to the European Union, said in a statement Friday that he was advised today that the president intends to recall him effective immediately. You predicted fallout in the state of Alabama at Newsmax.com.
Doug Jones was one Democrat who was thought to be considering a not guilty vote. Remember, he was elected to the Senate in a freakish special election in 2017, defeating the controversial twice impeached Chief Justice of Alabama, Roy Moore. Since then, in a state where the president's popularity goes through the ceiling, the first Democratic senator from Alabama in a quarter century has voted the national Democratic line, for the most part. It was thought that a vote of not guilty could give him a chance for re-election this year. In the end, he chose to vote guilty. And as Perry Hooper Jr., the Trump campaign chairman in Alabama, told me, he was on life support before, and now he's dead meat. Sure enough, the latest poll just before the vote showed him losing to three different Republican candidates, among them former Senator and former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
Wouldn't you have thought the Democrats might have realized that it wouldn't hurt for him to vote against the impeachment to keep that seat in Alabama? Ugh.
You know something, I'm not sure what they talk about in the conference or what kind of private discussions New York Senator Chuck Schumer has with his conference. I will say that Doug Jones is somebody who made a public mulling of this, that he drew attention to himself, and then he did just what was he was expected to do. I tend to agree with Alabama's Mr. Hooper. He's dead meat.
So we turn to the State of the Union address, John. Everybody's talking about Speaker Pelosi's treatment of the president, and a lot of people have criticized the president for supposedly holding a campaign rally as opposed to a State of the Union address. Put that one in perspective for us.
If you understand Donald Trump, you know that he's going to brag about his accomplishments, that he's going to introduce people he feels particularly strongly about, and that he takes the State of the Union message very seriously. I know someone that he was talking to in the Oval Office the day after his first State of the Union address, and he couldn't wait to say how people were telling him, that's your best speech ever. So the State of the Union has special meaning to this president. Now, one could read a lot of other things into that address. For one thing, he played his base heavily, throwing it lots of red meat from the podium, whether it was his pro-life position, his support of the Second Amendment, or his appointment of members of the federal bench, including two Supreme Court justices. He said it emphatically. In addition, he had a Medal of Freedom given suddenly to Rush Limbaugh, now in the fourth stage of lung cancer. I might add, a source close to the Limbaugh family told me that Rush had agreed to be in the podium that night, and the president did surprise him by having the first lady put the medal on him, solely because his cancer so advanced, the idea of doing a ceremony in the East Room of the White House, as tradition dictates, was probably not in the cards for him. We should all think about Rush and keep him in our prayers. From retired General Chuck McGee, one of the last of the Tuskegee Airmen at 100 years old, to that sergeant who came down to join his wife, now back from his fourth tour of duty in Afghanistan, the president worked the galleries like a professional. And again, this is what the base likes, and this is what Donald Trump is best at doing. A final note, it's not clear whether he saw Nancy Pelosi put her hand out or not. We saw her tear up the speech after, something she's getting flack on because of all the people that the president recognized. But one thing, as an old connoisseur of the State of the Union addresses, noticed. Normally, the Speaker of the House gives the President, regardless of which party he belongs to or how much trouble he's in, a gracious and flowery introduction. I have the high privilege and the great honor of presenting to you the President of the United States. On December 8th, 1941, Speaker Sam Rayburn introduced Franklin D. Roosevelt as he was about to ask for a declaration of war, and did so with that gracious introduction. In the chamber was Congressman Tom D'Alessandro of Maryland, the father of Speaker Nancy Pelosi. One would presume that he stood and applauded that day, and that the introduction touched him as it did everyone else under those circumstances. Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton were at each other's throats for 4 years. Newt Gingrich never failed to introduce President Clinton graciously, nor did his successor, J. Dennis Hastert, who said he had the high privilege of introducing the president when the president was under impeachment. And President Clinton, in turn, congratulated Speaker Hastert on his wielding the gavel. Overall, tradition, respect, something above party lines is something that's always gone through the House of Representatives. Sadly, and one could fault either side, it seemed missing at the State of the Union.
John, the last couple of months, Iowa has been the lead story when it comes to the presidential campaign for the Democrats. Iowa came and went. Nobody wants to talk about it now.
I don't want to tell you, Rick, what I spent on the plane, the hotel, the rental car, and the meals in Iowa, except their cost would be a little different if I did it at any other time over the next 4 years. And so it is for many of my colleagues. We were all there. In the end, there were no results. We went to bed Monday without knowing a single vote cast in the caucuses. And many people were upset, and the joke started, that that app was manufactured by a company called Uwe, that they found the missing votes from the Iowa caucuses. They were on Speaker Pelosi's desk, and she tore them up. But what happened was an embarrassment. Because of an app, there was miscounting, there was charges of lost ballots, and in turn, there was finger-pointing everywhere, notably to the company that did manufacture the app, Shadow. Shadow manufacturing a vote-counting app. That's like having a dating service by the name of Axe Murderer.
So you're packing your bags for New Hampshire. Joe Biden's got work to do this weekend.
Again, if there's any results that came out of Iowa that were meaningful, it's that Joe Biden came in fourth. But because the results were flawed, controversial, and the Democratic National Chairman wants them re-canvassed, the former Vice President lives to fight another day. I spoke to Vice President Biden after his final rally and told him how a friend that we have in common, the legendary labor lobbyist Bobby Giuliano, said he should stop listening to consultants and start being himself and following his gut instincts. Biden says, I've known him a long time, and you know something? He's right. Sure enough, he's come out swinging in New Hampshire, as he did in the Friday debate, as he did when he said that the Medal of Freedom should go to Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, not Rush Limbaugh. This is what the Democratic base wants to hear. Mayor Pete Buttigieg is suddenly a star and coming on strong. But in the end, one has to remember, and I certainly remember calling it an early night in New Hampshire 4 years ago when Bernie Sanders demolished Hillary Clinton by a margin of 3-2. Bernie is still stronger than an acre of garlic in the Granite State, and he's the person to beat come Tuesday. You watch.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com, and newly anointed member of the Joe Biden kitchen cabinet. John, John, thank you very much.
On a note like that, good day.
7:19 Saturday morning update, WMAL. We'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson next. Right now, Gavin Montgomery's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In the district, we go to Broad Branch Road in Northwest D.C., northbound and southbound directions between 27th Street and Nebraska Avenue. You'll find that roadway is closed due to a downed tree. Ingraham Street in Northwest, eastbound and westbound directions between 14th Street and 13th Street. We've got that roadway closed for water main repairs. And in McLean, Virginia, on the inner loop of the Beltway, after the Dulles Toll Road and before the 495 Express Lanes, we've got an accident that's been reported and that shoulder's blocked. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks partly cloudy today with a high of 46, sunshine tomorrow, high 50. Monday, showers 55 for the high. Tuesday, morning showers, highs to 58. Clouds on Wednesday, high 47. 30 degrees around the Washington area, and with all that rain yesterday, there could be some slick spots frozen over on the highways and byways, so beware if you're out driving this morning. 7:20 now on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler. Big week for President Trump, State of the Union Address, and to help put it in perspective for us, we're joined by Cheryl Atkison. She is the host of Full Measure, and that is tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. And Cheryl, thank you for being back with us.
Good morning.
First off, let's start with the president's week. A lot of people have said this is the best week that he has had as president. And you did an article at CherylAtkison.com where you took a look at some Gallup numbers that came out earlier in the week. And as an example, in the Gallup poll, registered voters favoring a second term for President Trump is up from 41% to 50%. And there are a number of rankings and poll results in that Gallup poll that all point very positively for the president.
Well, I was kind of surprised, but I would just say this turns out to be the story of Trump. It's almost as if the harder he gets hit, the stronger he emerges. And one of the most interesting numbers I found, besides his favorability being, I think, at an all-time high for him, this is a poll done during the Senate impeachment trial, after all this mess, there is a number that says the number of Americans, or the percentage identifying as Republicans versus Democrats, has flipped. It used to be Democrat-heavy last year, and now all of a sudden more Americans are identifying as Republicans. And there was also a similar bump, apparently, after President Clinton's impeachment. So this is a driver of opinion in the opposite direction. Some people kind of predicted that would happen, but I think this Gallup poll on so many measures proves that to be the case.
The harder the Democrats have swung at the president, as you say, he seems to be getting stronger in terms of Americans' opinions of him. Another note on Capitol Hill this week, and that was Representative Ken Buck, Republican of Colorado, bringing up your case in which the federal government actually intruded on your personal computer when you were at CBS. He brought it up to FBI Director Christopher Wray at an oversight hearing. Tell us about that.
There are a few members of Congress, it seems like the party overall, Democrat and Republican, they do not want to touch this lawsuit or this case that I have against the government, but there are individual members who care very much. And on the heels of Senator Johnson sending a letter saying to the Department of Justice, why for 6 going on 7 years have you not answered any questions about this case that have been proposed by Senator Johnson most recently, but before that there was Senator Grassley and Senator Coburn. And so these questions are being asked but not answered. And as you said, Congressman Buck brought this up to FBI Director Wray and posed a few written questions asking, you know, who was in charge of this operation to spy on Cheryl Atkison, and what else do you know about it, and trying to get some specifics. I don't have a great deal of faith that we'll get the answers. We just haven't so far, but my lawsuit about all of this continues in Maryland State Court.
Well, we will keep our eyes on it, and it is good to see an oversight committee on the case as well. Your cover story tomorrow is on campaign financing, and it has to do with Citizens United, and it is the 10th anniversary. And first off, if you could summarize very briefly the Citizens United case and what it has meant for campaign financing.
Well, when it was a decision made about 10 years ago, everybody who doesn't like corporate money influencing politics thought this was a huge sea change. all of a sudden the decision came down that said it's okay for corporations to spend money to get candidates elected within an election period, something that had been previously banned. And what prompted the whole question was the liberal documentary maker Michael Moore had been putting out corporate-funded documentaries against Republicans, but he had a media exemption to do that, so it was okay under our laws. But when the conservative group Citizens United tried to do the same, they said, well, we'll make documentaries against Hillary Clinton. They were told, well, no, you don't have a record of making documentaries. So they set out to make some documentaries to get the media exemption. Long story short, this case ended up at the Supreme Court, which didn't just decide on the Hillary Clinton film that Citizens United made and whether that could be shown close to an election. They told both parties to address the broader question of whether corporate money at large can be spent on these sorts of things close to an election. And in the end, the court said, yes, it can. It's a matter of free speech, and this is something they didn't feel they could restrict. It was a split decision, but the Citizens United folks won. Now, today, Citizens United remains a wildly unpopular decision, but I will tell you, if you poke around, as I have done, and ask people what the decision is, most of them don't know. They can't really, it's complicated, and they can't really verbalize. They just know that they don't like it. But we interviewed a big supporter and a big opponent of Citizens United, and they agree on one thing, Rick, that this case has not had the impact that they predicted it would in terms of money and politics. And we'll tell you why as part of our cover story on Sunday.
That's tomorrow morning, Full Measure, 10 o'clock, ABC 7, also on News Channel 8 throughout the day. As always, Cheryl, thank you very, very much for checking in with us this morning.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
7:27. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAO. We've got 7:30 news coming up. Then we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He talked to Carter Page this week, so we'll get the very latest on the FISA abuse story that's sort of been on the back burner with impeachment and State of the Union and New Hampshire debates this week. Also, Tony's going to be talking about the reassignment of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother. And weird comments out of Pete Buttigieg, that's coming up as well. So stay with us. Saturday morning update, KT McFarland follows Tony Schaefer.
Transparency and trust, clarity and value, understanding risk. Are you getting these things from your financial advisor? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show, heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. right here on WMAL. Having a financial partner who understands what's important to you can make a big difference. Learn more by logging on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com.
Call 866-758-9473 and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Right now, 90 cents of every healthcare dollar is spent treating people with chronic conditions like heart disease. That's why Blue Cross Blue Shield companies are working with doctors and nurses to stop disease before it starts. With preventive care, we reduce trips to the ER, reduce hospital stays, and reduce healthcare costs, helping to keep people healthier and costs down for the health of America. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association is an association of independent, locally operated Blue Cross and Blue Shield companies.
Hey, it's Chris Plant, and I have some exciting news. With the overwhelming demand for our 2020 Alaska Sea Cruise this summer, and over 100 listeners already signed up, we've just been able to secure extended discounted prices for our group. If you're looking for a great vacation this summer, join me and other like-minded travelers 7 days cruising beautiful, breathtaking Alaska, beginning August 5th on Regent Seven Seas luxurious all-suite Mariner. Alaska is an amazing place, plus sailing on Regent, everything is included. Round-trip airfare, unlimited shore excursions, fine dining, unlimited beverages, including fine wines and spirits, free Wi-Fi, free in-suite minibar, and a $500 per suite shipboard credit. So join us and make new friends aboard our 2020 Alaska Sea Cruise. Call the travel store today at 800-777-6540, 800-777-6540, or visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Matthews, owner of Beta Solutions CPA here in Herndon, Virginia. As a former U.S. Naval officer and current tax professor at George Mason University, I know how stressful tax time can be. If you're in need of tax help this season, let me help you out. My specializations include working with those in real estate, former and current military, as well as small and medium businesses. Again, my name is Kevin with Beta Solutions CPA, and I would love to help. Visit me online at betasolutionscpa.com. That's betasolutionscpa.com.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. The $1,000 fast money keyword. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. A record-breaking 5 early season tornadoes swept through our region yesterday morning. There were EF1s in Dickerson in Montgomery County, Monrovia in Frederick County, and Westminster, Manchester in Carroll County. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian LaSorsa says there were EF0 tornadoes in Boyds in Montgomery County and in Leesburg, Virginia.
It's very unusual, you know, for this time of year, particularly during that time as well, to see that many tornadoes, you know, in this particular area.
The source says unusually warm and humid conditions caused the tornadoes. The first American has died from coronavirus. The 60-year-old was in Wuhan, China.
This death was probably not entirely surprising, given that Wuhan was, of course, where the virus originated. But also the picture continues to look very grim in the city. Now they're requiring every citizen in the city, 9 million of them remain in the city. Every one of them now has to report their body temperature to local officials on a daily basis. If you don't do so voluntarily, officials and police will be knocking on your door.
Correspondent Stephen Yang says that this person is one of 722 people killed by the virus. In sports, the Wizards beat the Mavericks 119-118. The NFL season's over, but the XFL's inaugural season's getting underway today with a game featuring the DC Defenders and the Seattle Dragons. XFL President Jeffrey Pollock.
We believe that we are creating opportunity for more football fans to consume their favorite sport, football. We're about giving more opportunity to more players to play the game they love.
Today's game starts at 2 at Audi Field. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
Peanut butter and jelly, hide and seek, stars and stripes. Some things are better together, like getting the great rates of a credit union and the convenience of a large financial institution. That's PenFed. Find us online, in person, and at 68,000 ATMs. With earnings that go back into better rates for you, visit PenFed.org or call 1-800-247-5626. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Hey, guess who's joined the EMP 180 family here at WMAL? Mary Walter here. And when EMP 180 approached me about trying their program, I was a little surprised. I know from Larry O'Connor that it's a fantastic program, but I don't need to lose a lot of weight. So I went to talk to the coaches at EMP 180, and I learned that the program isn't just for people that want to lose a significant amount of weight. It's a great program for people who just want to trim down, or maybe you just want to learn to make healthier food choices, or maybe you want to lose fat and gain muscle. That's what I'm doing. Your EMP 180 coach will customize a program just for you. Your specific needs will be explained, and they'll walk you through your customized plan. Your EMP 180 coach will be in touch with you and will be available to answer any questions you have. If you're going out to dinner, just send your coach the menu, and they'll help you make the right meal choice. And EMP 180 is now a proud partner of the Washington Capitals. The first step to a healthier you is to call 855-888-0180 or visit EMP180.com.
WMAL traffic. Here's Gavin Montgomery in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. We begin with the ICC eastbound between Shady Grove Road at the overpass and Georgia Avenue in Durwood. It's closed due to road construction. Ingraham Street in Northwest D.C. eastbound and westbound directions between 14th Street and 13th Street. That roadway closed for water main repairs. And Broad Branch Road in Northwest, northbound and southbound directions between 27th Street and Nebraska Avenue. We've got that roadway closed due to a downed tree. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, a high near 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 32. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 51. Right now, 32 degrees in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on WMAL.
You may have heard my story, how I love my Good Feet Art Support so much that I bought the store. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and now one of my favorite things is seeing reviews from other Good Feet customers. Here's one from Terry in Richmond.
I'm a nurse and always on my feet. I have a nerve on the top of my foot that is always giving me problems. I've seen neurologists and foot doctors, and nothing helped until I got my art supports from the Good Feet store. No more nerve pain. I would recommend anyone that works on their feet to get to their store ASAP.
Here's another from William in Newport News.
My back pain is still decreasing, and I've stopped taking all of my pain medications. I have recommended you to anyone who will listen.
Then this review from Garland makes me chuckle.
I've only had Good Feet Arch Supports 4 days, and they are working for me. My knees are getting better, and no pain in my feet. I tell all my friends how I thought this was not a good idea. Man, I was wrong.
Come in today for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-256-8758.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-256-8758.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-256-8758. 1-800-256-8758.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is the president of the London Center for Policy Research, the author of Operation Dark Heart. Tony, it's good to have you with us.
Hey, Rick. Always good to be on. Thanks.
All right. So the media is abuzz with the story that President Trump, as the Associated Press puts it, exacting swift punishment against those who crossed him during the impeachment hearings. On Friday, he ousted two government officials who had delivered damaging testimony. MSNBC says that President Trump fired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Alexander Vindman was reassigned to the Department of the Army. Is that being fired?
No, and let's break this down. First off, they didn't actually give any damaging testimony. They gave opinions, which the Democrats found politically reliable enough to base the impeachment on. So that's number one. Number two, being reassigned from from the National Security Council of the Army is not being fired; it's being reassigned. Now, let's be clear here. The president has the right, and I would say the obligation to people who support his policies. And both Sondeman, the ambassador, and Vindman clearly spoke out and testified to their personal distaste and disagreement with the president's policies. And this is one of the things that was abundantly proven during the impeachment, especially during the multiple retorts in the Senate, that the president, not any other government official, sets the tone, pace, and policy of foreign policy, of national security. And both of these gentlemen, especially Vindman, had a very obtuse view of the president's policies. Now, let me say something else which is going to be a bit controversial, perhaps. I think what really upset both of them was the mention of Biden on the call. I think deep down, these people, both of them, are political hacks. They chose a side, and that side was with Joe Biden, and because that Joe Biden seems to be kind of the common thread in all of this. And that's what they were upset about. And that's what the real issue was regarding the impeachment. It was Biden. And at this point, from the performance of Joe Biden in the Iowa caucus and his debate performance, now, I don't think he's going to be the quote-unquote rival to the president come November 2020.
You know, the irony, Tony, is that the Democrats impeached President Trump, and I think in the process they impeached Joe Biden because they kept the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden story alive for months. Probably would have gone away had they not based their impeachment on the call about the Bidens. So they shot themselves in the foot, in my
I think so.
Opinion.
Plus, Chuck Grassley continues to ask Catherine Herridge over at CBS, continues to do great reporting on this. She's released a number of documents relating to Chuck Grassley, Senator Grassley's inquiry into the Bidens now. So this is going to be a story that continues on its own momentum from here on.
The FISA abuse story has been on the back burner with the impeachment, State of the Union, and Democratic issues in Iowa, and, of course, the New Hampshire debates last night. You've actually spoken with Carter Page. There was a story that he was going to sue over the FISA abuse in his case. What's the latest, and what did he tell you?
So I've spoken to Carter several times, and this man was wrong, and not in a small way. First off, he's, I think, been far more helpful to the United States than he's been given credit for, and that's one of the key elements of the case. The FBI and FISA and the FISA abuse did not only malign him, they actually did things to undermine his ability to conduct business. So this is where the lawsuit, I believe, is necessary, because since he became the central figure in the FBI's inquiry to the now completely debunked Russian narrative, he was the most materially damaged. And there's another guy that I know, Dr. Stephen Hatfill. Dr. Stephen Hatfill was also wronged by the FBI over the anthrax issue. By Mueller, same guy here that we're talking about regarding some of the same issues. Mueller was at the center of pushing the idea that Stephen Hatfill was the anthrax mailer back in the early 2000s. Turned out to be false. And he ended up winning a lot of money from against the Department of Justice and the FBI. I see the same thing happening here. And Carter Page has every right to pursue that, and God bless him for doing it.
Want to turn to the debate last night in New Hampshire. The Democrats, on a Friday night, a weird night for a debate. Anyway, it was on ABC, and the Democratic candidates were asked if they had been presented the opportunity, would they have taken out General Soleimani, as President Trump did? And what did they say? None of them would have taken out Soleimani.
It's insane.
All right. Now, the other thing, Tony, and I want to play this real quick.
Yeah.
David Muir asked Mayor Pete Buttigieg specifically if he were presented the opportunity, would he have taken out Soleimani? Here's what Mayor Pete said, and I want to get your thoughts.
Yeah. In the situation that we saw with President Trump's decision, there is no evidence that that made our country safer. Look, I feel very strongly about the campaign of murder and mayhem that General Soleimani and his units have perpetrated. It's also the case that if we learned nothing else from the war in Iraq, it's that taking out a bad guy is not a good idea if you do not know what you were doing.
Didn't we know what we were doing?
Yeah, this is completely insane. First, I know he's referring to Saddam Hussein regarding that. This is apples and oranges. This man, Soleimani, I wrote an editorial on this a few weeks ago, was involved in killing Americans since before the Iraq war, since before the Afghan war. And we faced him off several times. So this guy was indeed a murderer. Secondly, there is a clear strategy that has been articulated. It's just not been formalized, perhaps, but it has been articulated by the president and the national security staff. And what's going on here is that Buttigieg is trying to rely on his quote-unquote military credentials. Look, driving senior officers around in combat as a overpaid driver does not make you qualified to make national security decisions on the world stage. And that's what he's trying to say here. And the other thing he was hit on by his own colleagues on stage was being unqualified. And, man, this statement, to me, it shows how he is not only unqualified, he's dangerous, because he would not make the hard decision to take out evil men like Soleimani, which, by the way, has set back the Iranians' ability to conduct terror operations globally. So it was focused, it was effective, and it just showed again that the Democrats, especially Buttigieg, is not qualified for the office they seek.
Got 1 minute left, Tony.
Sure.
He says we didn't know what we were doing, but the White House announced Thursday evening that Qasem al-Rimi, the leader of a terror group al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Yemen. So maybe we do know what we're doing.
Again, so the strategy has been very clear: to assess, observe, and then act on specific, what I would call in military terms, centers of gravity. These guys are the key elements which drive a lot of the Middle East terror. And the president, as you know, has introduced a new peace plan as well. There's a lot going on. I think we'll see more and more a cohesive kind of Trump doctrine coming out, and that's one of the things London Center is actually working on, is the Trump doctrine. So more to come.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thank you as always, Tony.
Thank you.
We've got KT McFarland next, right after a quick check of the traffic and weather with Gavin Montgomery.
And good morning. We begin with the ICC eastbound between Shady Grove Road at the overpass and Georgia Avenue in Durwood. It's closed due to road construction. Ingraham Street in Northwest D.C. eastbound and westbound directions between 14th Street and 13th Street. That roadway closed for water main repairs. And Broad Branch Road in Northwest, northbound and southbound directions between 27th Street and Nebraska Avenue. We've got that roadway closed due to a downed tree. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It is partly cloudy for today, high 46, sunshine tomorrow, high to 50, showers on Monday and Tuesday, the high is in the mid to upper 50s, Wednesday looks mostly cloudy, high 47, and we're at 30 degrees in the Washington area, it's 746.
Pop quiz. If you sell a home for $500,000, how much would a traditional real estate agent charge in commission? If you guessed $25,000 to $30,000, you're right. But if you think that's the only way, you're wrong. This is why thousands of homeowners are making the switch to Rex. With Rex, you get a dedicated agent and a full-service experience at a fraction of the cost. Rex uses game-changing technology to cut out the middleman and save homeowners tens of thousands of dollars in fees. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. Remember, this is your home. Why give an insane amount of equity away to an agent? Rex offers the lowest fee in the industry without skimping on service. You'll work with an experienced real estate team with you every step of the way. Get the most out of your home. See if you qualify by calling 833-REX-HOME. 833-REX-HOME.
REO 2002-00541.
Minimum fee may apply. Not licensed in all 50 states. Visit rexhomes.com to see if Rex is available in your area. Rex fully supports the principles of the Fair Housing Act and Equal Opportunity Act.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-5187. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-5187. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-5187. That's 800-245-5187.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
And also a lot to say.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
Alrighty.
Details at WMAL.com.
Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. I was a runner who could no longer run. My life was being impacted physically as well as emotionally. Around the same time, my son was training to be a police officer. It was a lifelong dream he was finally fulfilling until shin splints. He couldn't move forward in training, and it looked like a career on his feet wasn't possible.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, but thanks to Good Feet Arch Supports, everything changed. Plantar fasciitis, gone. Shin splints, gone. I was so impressed with these results, I bought the store. We now understand that proper body alignment starts with our feet. Good Feet Arch Supports aren't flimsy cushions you get from the drugstore. They are a lifetime product that a specialist takes the time to fit to your specific feet. Today, I'm running marathons again in my 50s, and I'm proud to say my son achieved his lifelong dream. Get back to the life you love with a free personal fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
Buy low, sell high. Sounds simple, right? But how do you know the stock you're high on isn't going higher, or if the one you're buying low isn't about to sink your portfolio? This is Simon Hamilton, co-host of the Wise Investor Show, heard Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on WMAL. To be a wise investor, you need to understand what's pushing stocks up or down and how to better protect your portfolio in volatile times.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Saturday morning update at 7:50, KT McFarland joins us. She is the author of the new book, Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. You can pre-order it at Amazon.com right now. KT, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, a lot of talk about President Trump this week, and a lot of people are saying it's the best week that he has had so far. Your thoughts?
Absolutely, but not unexpected. Look, I think that the Democrats have now guaranteed Trump's re-election. They're finished. They just don't know it yet. They're on life support. And as the great Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, when you strike at a king, you must kill him. And they haven't done that. The Dems, their allies in the media, which I think in a lot of people's mind is the same thing, the permanent bureaucracy, the never-Trumpers, they've taken all their best shots, the Russia hoax, immigration, trade wars, Ukraine phone call, impeachment, and they haven't even managed to wound Trump. The only thing they've managed to do is to energize his supporters and finish off Joe Biden because of the Ukraine corruption issue. So what are they left with? They can't talk about the economy. The economy's terrific. It's never been better. They can't talk about foreign policy, trade wars. They've resulted in new trade agreements and new security alliances. So the only thing they have left is to say, well, Trump's a bad guy. He's got a bad personality. Well, and then hope that maybe the fence sitters will jump to their side. But after 3 years, the country is used to his character flaws, the tweet storms, the political incorrectness. So I think in the end, the polls are showing this out, the fence sitters are going to say, okay, we have these really great and successful policies versus his behavior, which we already know about. I think they jump to Trump. They sure as heck don't jump to the people who were on the debate stage last night.
Michelle Obama used to say, when they go low, we go high. Nancy Pelosi, it seems that when Trump goes low, she seems to go lower. And I think that's gonna haunt her.
Well, it goes lower and goes lefter. Look, I think the tragedy as a woman, and I'm speaking not politically now, but as a woman who did break glass ceilings and was a trailblazer and had to kick down some doors, I think that Speaker Pelosi's actions really reinforce the stereotype that some hold against women, the petty, vicious, vindictive. You know, if you're going to be the first person to break the glass ceiling for your group, whether it was Jackie Robinson, who was the first African-American baseball player, John F. Kennedy, the first Catholic president, Madeleine Albright, the first female Secretary of State, you don't have to be perfect, but you have to conduct yourself with dignity and class, and I think she did not. And what it's done is really set back the aspirations of some women and the opportunities for some women. Not that it's going to be blatant or in-your-face discrimination. I think we're done with those days. But it really does reinforce the stereotype of, well, if we put a woman in that position, what are we going to get when times get tough? I think she really blew it.
Well, if people are trying to make the argument that Trump is petty and Trump is immature and Trump is vindictive, and then she goes exactly down the same road, so they kind of lose that argument when they're doing exactly the same thing.
Right.
I want to move on to the reassignment of Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. And as I mentioned with Tony Schaefer a few minutes ago, the media is spinning it that he was fired, but he was actually reassigned.
big difference. And explain, I mean, you've been on the NSC staff, you're Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. Tell us a little bit about the position and what's expected.
Well, so when I was the Deputy National Security Advisor at the beginning of the Trump administration, that role is really to manage the staff and oversee them. And it was clear to me that there were a whole number of them who were not only against Trump's agenda, but refusing to carry it out and even sabotaging them. I mean, I met with them in meetings and would say, well, this is our new Ukraine policy or this is our new China policy. And I would get arguments of, no, that's not our policy. No, actually it is, because the president was elected to have a change of direction. That may have been your policy before, but it's not your policy now. And I think that Vindman and others like him, the whistleblower, for example, who was someone I realized from the first week was going to be a problem, but I was, you can't fire anybody. Maybe you can reassign them. But my new boss on the NSC, General McMaster, he didn't want to remove any of the Obama holdovers. And I think that was a big mistake, because they've tried to undercut President Trump's foreign policy, which basically means they're trying to undercut the American people, because the American people voted for this guy, voted for his policies, probably going to reelect him. And yet somehow people who make their career in the bureaucracy think that they're running the country, not the other way around.
Well, I think we saw that attitude in a lot of the testimony on Capitol Hill during the House impeachment hearings from a number of the career diplomatic community. They all kind of had that same attitude, you know?
Yeah, when I was, I've been nominated to be the ambassador to Singapore. It didn't work out. But I went with a number of other candidates for ambassadorial positions, and we went to, the Foreign Service conducts an ambassador school for the people who were being nominated to be ambassadors. Not just, you know, how do you get through your confirmation, but how do you deal with an embassy? How do you manage the staff? What are the issues that are that sort of run across the board for all these posts? And every single one of the so-called professors, the teachers, were Foreign Service officers, and they were, to a man and woman, so anti-Trump, so anti everything he stood for, and it was quite clear that they thought, who is this guy? You know, we're the people who run the country. Presidents come and presidents go, but we're here forever. And that was the attitude I certainly found on the NSC and in government. And I think that was Trump's biggest and unanticipated challenge. I think as a businessman, he was expecting that when you take over a new business, you buy a new building, you walk in and everybody works for you. And if they don't, if you don't like them, they don't measure up, you fire them. And what Trump didn't understand was you can't fire anybody. And they have ways of working around you, sabotaging your objectives, and really undercutting the President of the United States. So they think they're all doing it because they're great freedom fighters and great patriots. But they're not preserving the country. They're vandalizing it. And I think we're now seeing, A, Trump has gotten hold of the bureaucracy. He now knows how it works, and he's getting his people. And B, we're seeing that all those guys who thought they were so smart, well, they're kind of irrelevant now, because the stuff they've been doing for 20 years didn't work. Trump's doing something different, and it is working.
All right. Well, we only have about a minute and a half left. You watched the debates last night, New Hampshire Democratic debate.
I slept through those debates, Rick. So did everybody else. Don't you think?
It was, I dozed off, but anyway. I did. I'm sorry. Apologize. But I played it back.
Oh, good. Me too.
No, there's a problem the Democrats have, and I think John Carl summed it up at ABC. This was the post-debate analysis.
First of all, obviously the candidate that he feared most early on was Joe Biden. That is not the case anymore, and I don't think there was anybody, based on tonight's performance, that has the Trump campaign quaking in their boots.
And that's coming from John Carl.
You know, every now and then those guys who peddle fake news get it right, and I think this is the case. The Democrats really have nothing to run on. The economy's terrific. Foreign policy's working. More Americans have jobs than ever before, and they're good jobs. And, you know, even the Europeans like us again. They were sneering at Trump 2 years ago. Now they think he's great. I think that when the Democrats go to their go-to talking points like they did last night, oh, the economy's terrible, oh, you need a new job, immigrant, blah, 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 you know, they sound sort of out of touch with reality. But the thing that nobody is noticing and nobody is talking about is Hispanic and black voters. It is not a coincidence that Trump featured so many blacks and Hispanics in the gallery with their noble stories at his State of the Union. For decades, the Democrats gave those guys everything they want, they thought they should have, but they never gave them the one thing they needed, which is a job. Now, Trump's given them jobs and prosperity and a path to the middle class. These people are not talking about it, but the Dems are starting to realize they're losing whole swaths of voters that they had taken for granted and assumed were theirs. When Trump ran, he said to the African-American community, hey, what do you got to lose? These guys have promised you everything for decades. They've given you nothing. Take a chance on me. And they have, and it's worked out. So I think that that's the real secret message behind this entire campaign, the unwritten story, which we've written big on Election Day, which is that Trump is going to take a big chunk out of the Hispanic and Democratic votes, and he's going to have earned it.
K.T. McFarland, author of Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. Pre-order now at Amazon.com. K.T., thank you so much.
Thank you.
8 o'clock. News is next with Heather Curtis, then Garden Sense on WMAL.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. $1,000. Four chances for you each weekday. The $1,000 fast money keyword. WMAL, a Cumulus station.